You're listening to the Orchestra Teacher Podcast.
Welcome to the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. This is Charles Laux. I am your host. Today, I'm going to talk on my own just for a little bit about starting the school year. And I know I had a preview episode just a little bit ago. It has now been 2 weeks of pre-planning. And I have essentially been sequestered in my office on my computer every day for 2 weeks for about 8 hours. And we had a lot of meetings, we've had a lot of training. We are using Microsoft Teams this year, which is a huge change for me coming from Google Classroom. I am totally 100% a fan of Google and the ecosystem that they provide. However, our district is a Microsoft district. We were allowed to use Google Classroom, but the Microsoft won out. And so we're using Microsoft Teams. Some of the similarities, well, there's a lot of similarities, I should say, but I just don't think that Teams is quite as easy to use, quite as intuitive, and it's not visually as appealing either. It's kind of all compressed together. So the UI, the user interface, is not quite as nice as I would like it to be. However, I've learned it. I feel like I'm pretty comfortable with it. I feel like I'm going to be able to use it, and it's going to be fine. I met with my leadership team, my officers, yesterday on Teams, and it was nice to see them. We were starting to think about some ideas and some ways to go about starting our school year, which is going to be 100% virtual, as I mentioned in my last episode. However, it was just very sad at the same time because I really want to see their faces. I really want to interact with them on a more personal level, and it's just, that's what it is. So we're getting through right now and we're dealing with things, but I gotta say it's definitely been a tiring 2 weeks, probably more tiring than actually doing work and getting my room prepared and, you know, organizing music and all those things that you do face to face. Right now I feel like I'm technically prepared to start the year, but instructionally and with lesson plans and fresh ideas, I feel like I'm not quite ready. So this is gonna be an interesting weekend to prepare for next week. My goals for the first week and my goals for anytime we're on this virtual learning and away from face to face is to basically foster community within my group, try to get students motivated, like I said earlier. And so we're gonna be doing some building, just getting to know each other a little bit. And I'm going to be using Flipgrid to do that, having students create some all about me type videos, getting to know me videos, so I can get to know them, especially my new students. And every time I do this, even with my students I've had for 2, 3, or in their fourth year, I learn something new about them. So it's a great way to get to know students. But using Flipgrid, it's a great way to share videos. So one of our teachers in our district came up with this idea of doing a scavenger hunt. So once students post their videos, we're gonna ask them certain questions about what they like and what they do and who they are and what they do outside of school and whatnot. But the scavenger hunt idea is to have put a list of things together to have other students find things about other people. So it's going to kind of entice them to watch other students' videos to get ideas and facts about their classmates. So I think it's a really cool idea. We're definitely going to be doing that. And yeah, so that's kind of first week, and obviously finding out everybody who needs instruments, and also going through some basic lessons on tuning. Some of my students can tune themselves, especially my advanced students, but a lot of my students, the younger students, really don't have an idea. So now I'm going to be doing some tutorial videos on tuning. Our setup is we're going to do 15 to 20 minutes of synchronous learning, and the rest of the 45-minute period is asynchronous. So I'm going to have some activities for them to do for the other times. I'm not going to be assigning homework or anything outside of the school time because I just don't think that it's appropriate right now. They're going to be on their computers 8 hours a day or so. I'm not going to make them do any more work after hours. So everything I want to get done, I'm going to get done in our 45-minute periods, and it is what it is. But I do want to give you a little preview of our guest. We're going to be recording this coming Sunday, the 16th of August. I'm going to be having a very special guest on. Her name is Shawn Morton, and Shawn teaches in Gwinnett Public Schools in Gwinnett County, Georgia, and she's more specifically at Duluth High School. She is a long veteran of Georgia and has done some amazing things, very creative thinker, and her situation is a very interesting one. Gwinnett decided they were going to give students a choice between face-to-face and virtual, and then right before school started, they decided they were going to go 100% virtual and join most of the districts around the Atlanta metro area. And during the middle of their first week of pre-planning, the school district changed gears and said, sorry, we're going to be going back to giving students a choice. And so I think a lot of the teachers were shocked and maybe saddened because now they're, you know, having to be amongst students who may pose a risk to them and their health and all those things. So we're going to be meeting with Shawn on Sunday and talking about her situation. She's been in school for almost a week, and be able to find out how it's going for them, the general vibe, and see how it works with teachers who have to teach students in class face-to-face, but also those that are going to be doing virtual work, and how that's going to work together, I just can't even fathom. So look forward to speaking with Shawn on Sunday. Hope you will look forward to that as well. But again, thank you for listening, and we will see you soon.